Good morning, everyone. A few of us missing today, but I'm sure you'll be picking it up online. So we go say good morning to everyone online this morning, and especially we think of Stuart still in hospital, and think of Jean, as she's, you know, they've obviously spent their Christmas there, and Sharon. So we ask a blessing for them. And I'm not going to say anything about the theme because we have the yearly question mark and Bruce is going to reveal later on. But let's pray before we start. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you most of all for you, Jesus. Thank you for this precious time of year. Thank you that you came. Thank you that you laid aside your majesty and came to earth as a baby. And Lord, thank you that we can continue to celebrate Christmas every day because you are always with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And of course, you grew up and became a man. And you died on the cross for our sin. Oh Lord, we are so thankful. And we just want to worship you in spirit and in truth as we remember all that you've done for us. For the resurrection, for the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Thank you, Jesus, that we can celebrate every day of our lives. Amen. So we're not ready to let Christmas go, so we thought we'd start with, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Come and
on to our next song, which is Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God and His Righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, how wonderful it is that we have the freedom to come and share with you in prayer. And we know that you love to hear our prayers, and we love to pray to you, for you are indeed a wonderful God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we rejoice in knowing you. We rejoice in knowing all that you have done. Beauty of the creation. Oh, so much beauty for us to behold. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that your love is shown to us through so many different avenues. And we rejoice that you are a God of love. And sometimes we need to be reminded that you do love us and you are concerned for us. And so as we are getting ready to start a new year, we pray that we might take our new motto very serious. We pray that we might be ready at all times to worship you, to serve you, to share your love with others. Oh Lord, all these things are so important, and we want you to know, Lord, that we do love you. We want to serve you. We want to be out in the world and sharing your love. We want to thank you for the many blessings that we receive. For you are a wonderful God, and we rejoice in knowing you and knowing all that we can experience in our lives if we keep close to you. Yes, Lord, we want to serve you. We want to be your servants. We want to love the lost. We want to be concerned for those who do not know you. Lord, we want to play our part in sharing that love. So, Lord, we come to you and we ask that you will guide us, that you will feed us, that you will feed us with your word. Oh, Lord, we need to take your teaching seriously, and we thank you for the wonderful way in which the world can know your word. The word that is so wonderful, and we need to take it seriously. We need to rejoice because you are a God of joy. You are a God of peace. You are a God of love. Help us, Lord, to love you. Help us to love you more and more as days go by. Let us be ready to serve you at all times. Let us be willing to hear the Spirit when the Spirit challenges us. Help us, Lord, to be obedient. Lord, we just want to love you. We want to love your word. We want to worship you. We want to worship you truly and sincerely. Lord, we thank you for being such a wonderful God, and we will serve you until we are ready to come to you, and that, Lord, will be when you call us. But until then, Lord, we're going to promise to be your agent, to be your disciples, to be your ambassadors. So, Lord, will you take charge of our lives? Will you help us with what we do? Help us to be pure. Help us to be holy in your service. So, Lord, have your way among us, we pray. And we offer our lives completely to you. And Lord, we just want to say again, thank you for all that you do. And Lord, we want to pray for each other. We want to think of John. Lord, you know John. And we pray that you will be all that he needs at this particular time. And we thank you for the way that Bruce keeps in touch with him. And we ask that you would continue to give Bruce the strength to be there for John. We pray for Jean and Stuart. Lord, you know the situation there. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to undertake for Jean She's still waiting to know when Stuart can come home. And we pray, Lord, that you would undertake for both of them and that they might soon be together again. We pray for Helen. Lord, you know her situation. Very difficult one. And we pray for Brian as he seeks to be there for her. Lord, bless them both, I pray. And then, Lord, we pray for Sarah. She's not well today. And we pray that you would undertake for her, that she might know your healing. We pray, Lord, for Sarah Jane and ask that you would be her companion. We pray also for Dean, we pray for Graham and for Deborah and ask that you would be with them and all their family and friends. We pray for each other. We pray for Jilly. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do through Jilly. And we pray that you would continue to strengthen her. We pray for Richard. We thank you for his ministry. And that we pray that that may continue for a long time. We pray for Robert. Lord, be with him. Be with his family, Jilly's family. Be with Brian. Bless him. Be with Rita. She's been away with family over Christmas. We pray that you would bring her back safely. We pray for Bruce. Pray that he will continue his ministry. We thank you for all that he does. We pray for Eunice and myself. We pray for all those people online now, Lord. Pray that you would minister to them. And Lord, we ask for your blessing, for your guidance. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for being all that you are. We bring our prayers in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Sung this one two or three times recently, but it's a beautiful song that encompasses peace and joy and love, and it is the Lord speaking to us through the song.
Thank you.
Going to share that with us now. Thank you.
The readings from Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 13. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake the way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for his everlasting sign, which will not be destroyed.
Amen.
So we're going to sing, give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray.
Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in praising till the break of day.
Can I say first of all that I felt very challenged about what the Lord was saying to me about joy. And when I look back at my own background and the first church that I knew much about was an Anglican church, Parish Church in Dulwich, and people came regularly, but it seemed to be that they came because it was their duty, and I got that feeling from them. And one lady told me off for smiling. It was that kind of church. They came because it was their duty. Their duty to come into their parish church. Not everyone, of course, but many of them. It just seemed to be something they felt they had to do. And so, I felt challenged, yes, all right. The motto, Isaiah 55, verse 12, go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And you know, it was that word joy. It's something that I have not seen in some churches and by some people. So I want to particularly share with you what the Lord, I believe, has given me about joy. 3 points. The first is the joy of worship. What is clear from Scripture is that worship should be a delight and not a duty. The great Jewish feasts were times of exuberant and heartfelt celebration. Some of them contained an element of sorrow and repentance for sin, but this led to the joy of knowing God's forgiveness and mercy. They always included, they were always intended to be great and glorious festivals. What's our worship? Well, second point is music in worship. You know, singing has always been a basic ingredient of praise. And although there should be some theological context in a song before it becomes a valid expression of praise, there is something to be said for what amounts to a sung meditation on the very nature of the character of God. Especially, may I say, in these days when the emphasis in the world seems to be on speed. Everyone wants to rush here and there. Therefore, there can be a real place for simple and often repentive worship choruses, providing, of course, that they continue to be genuine worship and not in a vain repetition. After all, in Psalm 136, the words, "His love endures forever," comes no less than 26 times in that psalm. And in most of our Easter hymns, we sing hallelujah over and over again. And we've just been doing that, haven't we? Yeah. In some circles, there has been an unfair and biblically unjustifiable resistance to simple and repetitive worship choruses. Although, my friends, certainly there are some dangers which need to be watched. And the second point I had to share with you is surprised by joy. Think of happiness. Everyone searching. Searching for happiness. Yeah, there's lots of people searching for it. Like the rainbow's end, it always seems to be in the next field. A man called James Fox said that he'd always thought that if he could make it, life would be different. He was looking for happiness. But he did, and it wasn't. He wasn't miserable. He said, perpetually unsatisfied until he found the joy that only Christ could bring him. And there was a professor who was converted from atheism to Christ, and he said, trying to find happiness from this world is like trying to find a light in a dark room by lighting up a succession of matches. You strike one, he said, and it flickers for a moment, and then it goes out. But, he said, when you find Jesus, as I did, it is as the whole world, the whole room is suddenly flooded with light. You know, provided that Jesus is kept at the center of our life, and this is very important. We have a priceless treasure of joy that nothing in this world can change. And you know, peace, John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And you know, that's true. The Lord gives us peace. But we have the challenge. The challenge is, there you have it. Go out in joy and be led forth with peace. And you know, one thing that I do like about our worship, maybe only a few people sometimes, but it is full of joy, our worship. We're not people who just come and, you know, try and work through an area of songs and prayers. Well, it don't mean much to us. We're not like that here, are we? I trust we're not. No. We are full of joy. And finally, of course, the joy and peace we will find with Jesus in heaven. But, you know, don't wait till we go to heaven. Let us see joy in our worship. Let us show it in our faces. That person that told someone off for smiling, being kind. Oh dear. What was her life like? Well, it's not for us to condemn, but it is for us to make sure that we are people of joy. Joy in our worship, joy in our living. Stop being miserable, but be joyful. So, go out in joy and go forth with peace. That's our motto for this year, and it'll be on the service sheets from next week onwards. God bless you. Amen.
So, thankfully, somebody wrote a song from those verses in Isaiah 55. It is, "You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace."
Trees of the field.
going to finish with possibly our last carol. So we are going to treat you to something next week, which could be called a carol, I think. So we're going to finish with "Joy to the World, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King."
Hallelujah!